You're listening to the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Van Praet. Stay tuned while we engage, educate, and empower you to live an active and healthy lifestyle. Let's get going. Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of the CCB Health and Fitness Show, brought to you by the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for hoping to continue to join us as we proceed with this brand new adventure. It is November 2017. So if hopefully years from now we look back in the archives and we listen to this very first episode, hopefully we will have grown quite a long ways. So what are we going to talk about today? I think what we should do is give you some background on who the Canadian Council of the Blind is, what the CCB podcast will be all about, what this show will be all about, and maybe a little bit about me. So let's start with the Canadian Council of the Blind. It is a non-for-profit organization based out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, and it is a council of blind individuals helping blind individuals. And the mandate really is to help provide resources for the blind and visually impaired to live happy, fulfilling, and productive lives, just like every other person out there. And myself, again, we'll get into a little bit more about who I am later, but being a visually impaired person, this is something that really, really hits home with me and is really important and more motivation of why I want to do the work that I'm doing. So the CCB podcast will primarily consist of two programs, and this program, which is the CCB Health and Fitness program, and we're going to describe that in a second. And then secondarily, or equally, I should say, is the GTT, which is the Get Together with Technology program, and that'll be hosted by our friend Kim. That one seems pretty self-explanatory. You're getting together, or you get together and talk about technology and all the accessible awesomeness that is coming out for the blind and visually impaired. So you're going to hear these two shows alternate roughly every other week, especially as we roll things out. You know, I might have some more starting off, and then Kim might have some more as well. But there is going to be no real set schedule. So it's good. It'll keep you coming back, keep you interested, and it should never be a dull moment. So what is the CCB Health and Fitness Program? Well, a tiny bit of backstory. The Health and Fitness Program started off as a local grant down here in southwestern Ontario, down in Chatham, Ontario, which is where I'm based from. And it started off as a grant to provide opportunities for the blind and visually impaired to live active lifestyles within the community. And we're a very rural community. So the grant really consisted of getting people out into the everyday activities alongside their buddies, alongside their sighted guides. And that program did really well over its 2 years. I got roughly 20 blind and visually impaired athletes out there participating in sports like curling and golf and skating and cycling and running and stand-up paddling and going to the gym. And it really was just to give everybody a sample of what, you know, what is possible, and give them the confidence and the tools to continue on throughout their lifestyle and being active. When that grant was done, I really learned from what worked and maybe what, you know, we needed to improve upon. And the one thing I really wanted to work on was sort of that gap within the blind and visually impaired community that I believe exists. And it tends to be, you know, a spectrum with a really big hole in the middle. And on one end, you know, you could be a blind or visually impaired person, you know, sort of sitting on the sidelines or sitting on your couch. You want to be active maybe, or you need to be active because your doctor has told you that you need to be active, but you really don't know how to get started and you just don't have the resources. And then on the other end, there's sort of the super athletes, you know, the Paralympic athletes that we all see. And, you know, it looks like it comes natural to them. And I mean, it doesn't. They obviously put a lot of work into their particular craft. But there doesn't seem to be anything really in the middle to say, you know, you don't have to be this super athlete, but, you know, you still need to be active and active on a regular basis and active for life. And that's really what the CCB Health and Fitness Program is about. It really looks to engage and educate and empower the blind and visually impaired to participate in an active and healthy lifestyle. And you're probably thinking, well, why is this really important to you, Ryan? Well, a little bit about me is I'm in my late 30s. I'm a visually impaired individual. I have retinitis pigmentosa, but I come at this from a few different perspectives. So one, being a visually impaired person, I understand a lot of the barriers that exist in getting out and being active, in terms of transportation and finances and, you know, just the little logistical things like how do I see what I'm doing? So, you know, I come at it from that perspective. On the other perspective as well, I come at it from an athletic point of view. So for my entire life, I've been active. I grew up on a farm, so, you know, we were always active. But then I got into a lot of the different sports that kids do here in Canada. I was a hockey player, not a very good one, but I was a hockey player. Played high school football, got into running and cycling in high school. Again, not very good at it, but I really seemed to like it. So I really got into endurance sports, and for the last 20 years, I've been a competitive para triathlete. I guess the first 10 years, I was able to race by myself, and then after some bike crashes, I realized that's probably a bit safer as my sight deteriorates to race with a sighted guide. And we're going to get into a little more about that in a different episode about how that all happens. But I've come at it from that perspective of, you know, how to be active and competitive as a blind person. I also have been a competitive curler the last 20 years as well. So those are pretty much my mainstays. But the real motivation here, and I think hopefully you will find the real value, really comes from my education background in health education, basically. So I'm a registered kinesiologist, and that is a registered healthcare professional that basically specializes in exercise. You know, I can coach. I've coached runners and triathletes and people of all different ages, you know, to become, you know, the best athlete that they can be. But really where I found my passion and my drive is in the 12 years or so that I was working in our local healthcare system in two different programs. One was cardiac rehab and secondary prevention, where we took individuals who have had a heart attack or a heart episode, and we rehabbed them through health education and through exercise over a 6-month period to get them back on their feet and to give them the confidence to keep going on a healthy lifestyle pattern. So those people were generally motivated because they've had, you know, they've had their chest ripped open, so to speak. You know, they've had their sternum broken, and it's been, you know, it's kind of gory and stuff. But they've had the experience of what can happen if, you know, a chronic disease maybe isn't managed appropriately. And it's not a their fault, you know, blame situation. It's, you know, we all have lifestyle factors that can lead up to that. And, you know, we all have things that maybe we could do a little bit better on in terms of, you know, not overeating or smoking or drinking. And, you know, definitely there's family history involved as well. So cardiac rehab was all about taking these people that have already had something pretty traumatic happen to them and really proving to them and empowering them through education and through hands-on, you know, physical training to get stronger and to lead productive, happy lives after these traumatic things have happened. So that's one end of the spectrum of my professional experience. The other program I really worked on was diabetes prevention. So in this case, nobody yet has had type 2 diabetes, but there are people that, you know, maybe you're in this situation as well. Your doctor says, hey, your blood work's a little bit high. You know, you've got family history, you maybe are a few pounds overweight. You know, these are all risk factors. You know, you really need to watch what you're up to. And as you can imagine, this group of people maybe weren't as motivated to be active, and you had to work a little harder in the tips and the tricks you gave them through your health education work to really spark their motivation, to get them to believe, first and foremost, that exercise is a positive thing for them, not only physically, but, you know, psychologically and emotionally. Exercise has so many other benefits. So you really had to get them to believe that. And then the second thing is you actually had to get them to do it. So that's really, I think, what I really, really loved. I mean, if somebody's had something bad happen to them, you can always, in hindsight, help them, you know, try to prevent that. But the real trick I found and the real challenge, which I really, really loved, was getting people that, you know, they haven't had anything bad happen to them yet, but they're really headed down that road. And so that was the diabetes prevention program. And that really, to me, is what I love to do. And I find some great parallels there in terms of working with the blind and visually impaired. You know, in my experience, I think sometimes in the blind and visually impaired community, people feel they get a bit of a free pass because, you know, well, we're blind and things are hard to do. And as you'll get to know me, you'll get to know that I'm sort of the eternal optimist, and I don't really believe in those, and I don't want to use the word excuses, but let's say barriers, right? I don't want to believe in those barriers that they're going to be the be all and end all that keeps you from, you know, being healthy, living the life that you want. So the CCB Health and Fitness Program really is driven from that. I really believe that every person out there has gifts. We all may have similar barriers in the terms that we don't see very well and all that that brings to the table. But I believe first and foremost, we're all people and we all have gifts and talents. And our blindness is just something akin to, let's say, a bad knee. And you might be going, well, that's silly. But, you know, that's the way I think of it. I think of Joe Smith out there who, you know, who is blind, maybe he's been blind, you know, the last 10 years because of, you know, diabetes or some other eye disease, and they've gone from a sighted person to a blind person, and now they're facing all those challenges that exist, and that sort of preoccupies their time, and it preoccupies their brain, which, you know, and I get it, right? That's such a traumatic thing and something that's very life-changing. But what I really want them to understand is that's not who they are. Who they are is Joe Smith, somebody who has lots of talents and life experiences and things that are possible. However, they are blind, and we can work around that or work with that to help them, you know, get out and do the things that they do. And obviously through the health and fitness program, that's the drive is it's not really about creating the super athletes. And it's not about saying you need to go play this particular sport. What you'll notice is when you reach out to me, my first question immediately back to you is, what do you want to do? One of my pet peeves in the world here as a blind person is somebody saying, hey, you're blind. You know what you should go do? You should go do A, B, C, and D because I heard blind people do that. And again, I don't believe in that because I believe I'm Ryan who likes to do, you know, various activities, and that's what I want to continue to do. And my blindness might, you know, play a bit of a role in that, but I just have to work to get around that. So that's essentially what the health and fitness program is going to do is we reach out, you know, we engage with you, we educate you, and we empower you. And all of those are very, very important. So the engagement comes down to, you know, you listening to this podcast, you going to our Facebook page, you reaching out through email. And we're going to get into all those different avenues coming up. But there's lots of different ways you can engage. You can be arm's length and just listen to me ramble on and hopefully get some ideas and some motivation out of this. You can also go really in depth in your engagement in terms of you can call me on the phone and we can have a phone coaching conversation. So exactly like I did with the diabetes prevention program and the cardiac rehab, we can sit down, even if it's virtually over the phone, and we can go over your individual goals and needs and barriers, and we can work together with what you want to do and with what you have to get you out there, get you active, and really drive your motivation forward. So that's the engagement. Again, very broad or very specific. The education, well, I'm going to skip over that. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. It's you and me working together on an individual basis, if you wish, to get answers for whatever your barriers are to make sure we can get you out and active. Or the education comes from listening to the various topics that I'm going to post here on the podcast. So that's the engagement. And then the empowerment, hopefully that's self-explanatory as well, is through getting to know you and you getting to know me and providing you with information, and learning from me and learning from each other in the various forums that we have, it's really about that motivation that you stop thinking of the barrier as the be-all end-all and you start thinking of the possibilities. So, and that comes with anything in life, you know, is learning, you know, how to get around the situation and use the tools that you have, and it will empower you to continue on, in a you know, positive, productive manner. We just happen to be using physical activity as the main focus for this program. And again, if you wanted to become some sort of super athlete and get in a particular sport, absolutely, you know, we can work together. But really, this program is about getting you happy, healthy, feeling all the benefits physically, psychologically, and mentally of what physical activity can do, and really creating a network and peer learning. So I'm really excited for this adventure, for really the conversations that will come from this. You know, my hope is that as we go along, I have lots of your questions to answer and lots of stories to share. And it's not just you listening to me. I really want this to be about, you know, sharing stories and you getting all the information that you want. I don't want you to be wanting for information and answers and not being able to find it. So I'm your resource. I'm your free national coach brought to you by the Canadian Council of the Blind. And I really, really encourage you to take hold of this opportunity and really find who you are, find your gifts, find your talents, and don't think of blindness as your be-all end-all barrier. So I think that's probably enough of me for the very first episode. As we grow with this, as I learn the podcasting tips and tricks, I'm sure this is going to get interesting more and more and more, more in depth maybe. I'm hoping to have some interviews on here as well. So we're just growing, and I thank you for joining us, and I thank you for the patience as this continues on, and how to reach me. So last little bit for the day is there's many ways. You can look us up on Facebook and on YouTube by searching CCB Health and Fitness. You can find us on Twitter at the @ CCB Health Fit, and that's all one word, CCB HEALTHFIT. We have a group's email list, which is really, really cool. So you can get in on the conversation and just chat with others over a group email thread, you know, about all the different topics and questions. And I'll give you that email, but the best way is to email me directly. But the group email would be CCB Health and Fitness, all one word, @groups.io. And again, you have to subscribe to that, and it's pretty easy to do, but contact me directly and we can get you through that. So how do you get in contact with me directly? Well, our website here at the program is CCB, so that's CCB.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So CCB.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So that's a good start for today. I've talked your ear off enough. I'm really excited to get this adventure rolling, and stay tuned every week. So either you're going to get to hear some fun stuff from me, or you're going to hear Kim on the GTT program. So thanks for joining us. Make sure you like us. We are on Podbean. We'll be on iTunes. And if you have a particular podcatcher site that you really like, let us know and make sure we can get out there to you. All right, so have an awesome day, and we'll catch you next episode.